I've been particularly lucky in my period as president of Ghana that I have on the Ivorian side a man of the stature and experience and quality of Alassane Ouattara. It has been a particular blessing for me as Ghanaian president that the Ivorian side should have such a leader. I think all of us understand one thing, and beyond the arrangements on paper and whatever technical understandings that there may be, if there is no will to make the words on paper live in the lives of people, they remain exactly that, words on paper. I'm very confident that in President Ouattara, I have a partner who's determined to translate the words we have found on paper into concrete actions to the benefit of our two peoples. That political will, that determination that we move into an era of greater and greater intimacy is what will give meaning to the work that we have done to these last 2 days. It's obvious that if Ghana and Côte d'Ivoire remain in harmony and are determined to work together, the benefit will inure not just to our population, but to the wider group of people in our West African region. We should and can be, and I believe that now we're making it clear to the world that we are determined to be the motor, the vehicles that make possible the greater cooperation and integration of the peoples of West Africa. That has to be our future. And today we are pointing to that future, a future of cooperation, a future that can allow us to go over artificial divisions like language and borders.